J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, and even Citigroup posted profits again, in some cases the largest profits ever. Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan became banks last year in a record-time appointment, and Citigroup, of course, was already a bank. When J.P. and Goldman became a bank, that enabled them to borrow money from the Federal Reserve and now do so on a regular basis. Now that the economic crisis is abated, temporarily at least, these banks didn't renege on their bank status and will now forever be banks. This allows them to borrow money from the feds, your money, at ridiculously low interest rates, and do what they will with it. What are they doing with it? Well, from the latest profit reports, they are using it to trade stocks, bonds, currencies, and commodities, trying to make back their losses from setting up the rest of us in toxic mortgages. These former brokerage firms turned banks, with your president's consent, are losing billions still in the home loan market, but are making it up trading. Those big banks we were all told too big to fail are even bigger now. The warnings and the promises we all heard that these too big to fail banks and companies would be scaled back to prevent another too big to fail scenario fell on deaf ears. Congress again is asleep at the switch a mere 8 months later, sitting on their hands again, and now we have even larger institutions, believe it or not. Those massive derivative contracts we were told were part of the reason for the bailout money being needed are even larger, growing from a tad under $300 trillion in gambling bets to now over $400 trillion. Is your president overseeing these massive portfolios and trying to get them to downsize? No. Is your Congress trying to make these monstrous firms smaller so they can't be too big to fail? No. Are the bonuses to these firms even bigger now? Yes. Is there anyone up there in Washington who is paying attention to these problems that caused the mess and seem even bigger now? No. Incredibly, no. It makes you wonder, what is the matter with these people? We now find out your Secretary Treasurer's closest aides, the ones that work for Timothy Geithner, took in millions in payments from these very same banks like Goldman and J.P. Morgan in the form of salaries or speech fees. How can the same people in charge of regulating these banks and brokerage firms be allowed to be paid by these very same firms? How is that possible in this United States? Doesn't anyone care anymore? It makes me madder than hell, but what is anyone doing about it? Did you know that your former Secretary Treasurer, Hank Paulson, who was the ex-CEO of Goldman Sachs before taking the government job, talked to Goldman Sachs, his former employer, 13 times the morning of the bailout crisis last year? Records show the same type of phone calls going to your current Secretary Treasurer, Timothy Geithner, J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, Citibank, and other big banks sometimes talk to Timothy Geithner multiple times a day. This is outrageous. Why isn't Obama doing anything about this? He's running the same type of bailout administration that Bush ran, only on a bigger scale. Bush threw $2 trillion at the banks or somewhere thereabouts. Obama, meanwhile, has okayed five times that. You can be assured that Obama knows about all who's calling who, when and who from Goldman Sachs and other Wall Street firms take government checks. He knows about Goldman and JP paying our government employees who oversees these firms and yet does nothing. What is going on here? If you haven't taken the time to write your congressmen or congresswomen and your representatives about this outrageous behavior and ongoing thievery and crookery, do it today. We must let our officials know we detest this un-American and probably illegal behavior, and either they put a stop to it or we will, one way or another. Contact email addresses for your representatives are easy to find. Take a minute and write each one of your representatives today before they steal everything you have. There's another special Money Matters two-hour show coming up this Thursday at noon, and I've decided to let the listeners know exactly what I hold in my personal account, knowing what I know about the markets and what I do to protect my family. If you want to know what I hold, tune in this Thursday at noon for 2 hours Pacific Standard Time right here on KVMR. Meanwhile, you can listen to past newscasts and subscribe to our Money Matters update at moneymanagementradio.com. The views and opinions expressed on this newscast are opinions and my opinions only and do not necessarily reflect those of KVMR, its staff, or underwriters. I'll talk to you Thursday. I'm Mark Cuniberti for KVMR FM Radio.